This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn with me, Dashran Johan.
And me, Hazel Ashraf.
So this past Monday, award-winning Performing Arts Training Center, Infinity Academy, in collaboration with the Artisans Haven and Scholarships to You, announced the recipients of the Academy's Performing Arts Certificate Course Scholarship today, which is worth $1,000.
Yeah, that's right. And the scholarship comes at a time where many are struggling to fund their own education, right? Since they're cash-strapped. And the performing arts scene has also been hit particularly hard from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes. So joining us right now to talk about the scholarship, as well as the importance of performing arts, particularly during the pandemic, is Joanna Bessie, the head of Infinity Academy and Course Director, Jade Lee, founder of the Artisans Haven, as well as Matthew Gunn, the CEO of Scholarships to You. Welcome to the show. How are y'all doing?
Hello.
Very well, thank you so much.
Perhaps you can start by telling us a bit about your organizations that you represent and the work each of you do. So let's start with you, Joanna.
My name is Joanna Bessie, and I'm the head of Infinity Academy of Performing Arts. And we are basically a performing arts training center in Kota Damansara.
Okay. And what about you, Jade? Talk to us about the Artisans Haven.
The Artisans Haven is a simple online platform. We showcase what artists do, their products and their talent. We also try to educate people, get them interested in arts, and also help them go online.
Right, and what about you, Matthew? What do you do at Scholarship to You?
Yeah, so Scholarships to You is a one-stop website where we pull scholarships from throughout the world. So we've got scholarships from universities to performing arts centers to individual and short courses as well. So students only need to get on the website, look at all the plethora of information as available and scholarships, and click and apply. Yeah, so that's what we do essentially.
And how did the three of you come together and go about, forming this scholarship? What was the reason behind it? Maybe we can start with you, Jade.
Oh, okay. Now, for me, I'm a retired banker. And during my banking days, we supported Affinity Academy quite a bit. Those were the days of Mud the Musical. And of course, we were all looking forward to Putri Gunung Ledang 2. Which unfortunately has been moved to, I think, this year, later this year or next year. Mm. All right. And in addition to just musicals, we will also use Affinity Academy for some of our training, our corporate communication training, as well as the team building. So we're quite familiar with Infinity Academy. And when the MCO came, we noted that how innovative they are. They actually went into online training for drama, for arts, and for communication. So what we did was we tried to put together a small fund, a starting fund. This is the start. It's not the only one. It's the starting fund to help and to encourage students. Don't take defeat. Come. Let us still continue learning. So we put that together. And we got Matthew from Scholarships to You to administer this. And I'm really delighted. We're now able to put all this together. And we actually have three students now actually on scholarship study.
Yeah, actually, I've known Jade for the past year more closer. And she's actually helping me on quite a few things. She's actually my business mentor as well. So yeah, very thanks to Jade for sponsoring these scholarships. For us, we actually try to do as much as possible with corporate companies, foundations, even individual people who want to sponsor a great students, our future, of Malaysians, whether it be from the arts to the music and even academic as well as sports. So we want to help as much as possible, and very happy to be in touch with Infinity and the Artisans Haven for this. Yeah.
Right. And Joanna, maybe you could tell us more, about the scholarship. We briefly touched on it in the introduction, but perhaps you can walk us through it a little bit more. You know, what does it consist of and what does it aim to achieve?
Right. So the scholarship is, I think it's a fantastic initiative in this partnership here. And it's a way for those who have always wanted to pursue probably something in the performing arts or in arts, which they never got the opportunity to do before. And so this gives them an opportunity to fulfill their dreams, to pursue performing arts as part of holistic education. I think education should be more well-rounded. And I think the performing arts help with that, such as soft skills, confidence, communication skills, and so forth, not just to be a performing artist, but for a well-rounded, all-round education as a human being. You know, we need to be able to express ourselves clearly and not be shy. You know, we Malaysians tend to be very shy. We tend to be very reticent. We're scared to share our opinions a lot of the time. So this is the reason why many of my students join our performing arts certificate, and not just because they want to necessarily have a career in the arts, but also for life skills.
So we know that the performing arts industry has been, particularly hard hit during the pandemic, more so than some other sectors, perhaps like manufacturing, for instance. Perhaps you can talk to us about how you and your contemporaries have been affected.
Yeah, I think because unfortunately, arts, culture, the performing arts, this is considered non-essential, especially in a very challenging time and a very difficult time as COVID-19 has presented to the world. So, when we're in survival mode, sometimes these things kind of go on the back burner, unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately, prioritizing economically. Unfortunate for us, of course. So we've been particularly badly hit. There's quite a few theaters that have begun to close down because the nature of the performing arts and arts in general and culture is bringing people together, connecting people. So in the traditional sense, we've not been able to operate as normal, but we're constantly adapting. So the other good thing about people in the arts is we're very creative and we know how to adapt. We know how to be entrepreneurs. We're still driven to educate and create stories and share them with the whole nation to help the nation heal, in fact. We've been rising to the occasion to overcome all of these difficulties and the fact that our sector has been particularly hard hit. And we're still, after 1 year, not allowed to operate in full capacity. And of course, in this recent lockdown, this recent MCO, we're unable to have social gatherings or cultural gatherings.
But what's the situation? Like, I think, Joanna, you just alluded to how, we can't have gatherings, outings and things like that. What's the situation like now, Jada, in terms of performing arts this year, I'm talking about, especially since we've entered another MCO?
Well, from what I gather, and Infinity Academy is not just one, but there is quite a fair bit of companies who are doing training. They are not able to do the training. Many have resorted to webinars and online. But one thing I watch Infinity Academy and what they do. They actually had singing. I think Tria Aziz did singing online. And quite a few of my friends said, oh, wow, this is the time they are free. They wanted to register, right? And Joanna was just telling us just now how they are doing dance classes with social distancing and with face masks and facial masks, right? So it's really, as Joanna said, very creative. And it just means that we don't stop what we are doing just because of the pandemic, but we find new ways, the new norm and the new ways of doing it. So it's interesting, but it's been very hard. It's been very hard on everyone. And I'm sure revenues and incomes have been badly affected, right?
Right. And to follow up on that, Jade, in your view, do you think the performing arts has successfully adapted to new ways of connecting with people online, right? Or are, in the long run, are virtual performances perhaps a sustainable way of performing arts to thrive in the long run? Or do things need to go back to a situation where physical performances, need to be held?
look, it's really much nicer to watch the show live, right? Okay, there's an element of excitement and interaction, you know, and you are there and you can see, right? But it, circumstances are such that we have to do what we have to do now. But this pandemic is not forever. It will slowly change and go away slowly. And we do have a new norm, but it does mean that we are able to go back to a more interesting, arts, performing, shows, culture, etc. Mm. But it will take time.
Right. And, Joanna, do you think the same thing? And do you see things going back to normal in 2021? Or are you and your, colleagues bracing yourself for more of the same of last year?
You know, we've had to take advantage of the fact that many companies are doing virtual performances, as we mentioned, and they've started to form new types of communities and audiences online. So all of that is awesome. However, I would also like to kind of repeat what Jade said. Learning these type of soft skills in person or experiencing a concert or dance or theatre and drama and storytelling in person has a completely different feel. So we've been working really hard to try and how do we impart that, or how do we approach or begin to slowly approach that kind of impact that you can get through a life experience, a live emotional shared experience that you would have with an audience when you're by yourself or with your family at home through a screen. So obviously it's quite difficult. we're preparing for the worst, of course.
Yeah,
we started doing that in March last year, actually. And the benefit of that is that eventually when things slowly go back to what we knew as normal, which I think may not be the case for quite some time, we will at least probably have 50% capacity in our theaters and cinemas, for example, where we'll still have to sit spaced out and have all of our safety procedures in place. So I think the normal as we knew it before March 2020 may not exist for quite some time, unfortunately. However, feeling connected, feeling creative, connected to your own and one's human imagination, all of these things can be done to a certain degree, greater or lesser, depending on the creativity of the performing arts organization who's doing a virtual performance. They can be simulated, or like at least get an idea, at least make people feel somewhat connected. So there's lots of creative groups who've been recognizing, engaging with online audiences, including Infinity. We have a new channel which we launched called Infinity V, where we put an archive of all of our previous shows, or most of our previous stage productions, online. And from the Infinity Academy side, we've done that with our children and with our students, the student productions. In fact, we were able just before this new lockdown to video shoot our students as individuals, and then we edited it together as a Christmas concert, for example, for the young students. So they got a feeling, they got to be in the theater, although they were on stage by themselves, performing by themselves. But then we edited it together so that it seemed like they're connected or somewhat together, and then they get to watch it with their families from home in a safe space. So yeah, I think artists definitely have to work together to create more sustainable, as Tiara Jacqueline would put it, post-entrepreneurial realities in the aftermath of the pandemic. So that's, what we've been working towards. I think we're laughing because there's no other reaction that we can have with these sort of very unfortunate circumstances. And, connecting with each other. For example, our students or these really lucky scholars through it's a very intensive 3-month short-term program, our Performing Arts Certificate. And if it's either hybrid, a mixture of online and in-person when we're allowed to, or just online, at least the students get a feeling of being able to share and express themselves creatively as a group and learn a new skill.
On that note, we do need to go for a quick break. We are speaking with Joanna Bessie, the head of Infinity Academy and course director, as well as Jade Lee, founder of the Artisans Haven, and also Matthew Gunn, the CEO of Scholarships to You. And we are talking about a recent scholarship program that they launched, as well as the performing arts scene. We'll be back with more on Live and Learn BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn with me, Dashran Johan. Alongside me is Hezril Ashraf. And we are speaking with Joanna Bessie, the head of Infinity Academy and course director, Jade Lee, the founder of Artisans Haven, as well as Matthew Gunn, the CEO of Scholarships to You. And we're talking about a recent scholarship program that they've launched together, for individuals interested in the performing arts. We're also talking about, what the performing arts is going through through the pandemic, yeah. Right? You know, people have this tendency to scoff at the arts, right? Art scene, or tend to label it as unimportant. Parents, especially in countries like Malaysia, tend to discourage their children from pursuing arts as a career. Yet everyone loves watching movies, listening to music. You know, throughout the pandemic, everyone was binging Netflix and things like that, right? And to people who might not fully appreciate the arts as a profession, what would you tell them? Why are they an important part of our society, especially during the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a really poignant and very relevant question, especially for me as somebody who not only works in the arts, but have been championing and advocating for the arts, and especially the performing arts, where the individual's expression of culture, of storytelling is allowed to flourish, and the skill is taught how to share clearly. So I think we forget as Malaysians that the arts are really necessary to keep people happy and motivated. As you mentioned, everyone's binge-watching their favorite shows, they're turning on their music, hopefully they're dancing around like a maniac and singing at the top of their voice at home.
Oh, I certainly did.
And that is a way of coping. You know, it's also a way of uplifting oneself, of keeping oneself motivated. I think we completely underestimate sometimes as a nation and in our nation building the benefit of the arts in terms of emotional well-being. We're seeing a big rise in, for example, very unfortunately, in suicides, in mental health issues, right? And this is where the arts and culture and the arts is basically the expression of that culture, the medium of sharing that culture, and also not just to each other in contemporary times, but also as a legacy to our future generations, and as something that we can learn from our ancestors through their expression of art forms. So I think we should never underestimate that shared emotional experience, that shared emotional expression it creates a very healthy discourse and discussion, and people can, in theatre, we talk a lot about catharsis, where we see other, if you're watching Netflix and you see the character going through some dramatic thing and they start, they're struggling, they're fighting, who knows what kind of drama is going on, all very exciting. And through watching this, we can relate to them. We cry with them, we laugh with them, we feel with them, even though they're fictional, right? And this actually helps us to remind ourselves what it means to be human. This is being human, and I think it's only when we don't have enough structured opportunity to express it, to learn from it, to share, for example, in the theater or in a class, a structured, sane environment, a safe space to understand this kind of human expression, that's when people get frustrated or they pent it up or they express it in detrimental or negative ways. And I think that is where, even though we're considered non-essential, I would beg to differ 100%,
I just want to add on that to your point on parents saying this is not a profession or this is a by-the-way thing. So I deal a lot with parents and families in planning their education. What should they study? Where should they study? Which scholarships should they apply for and all that? So one of the things that we have found, and I've been doing this for many years, actually 15 years all in all, there is a significant trend there is a shift from the typical, I want my children to be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, and at most, businessman. So if you don't get your straight A's, okay, you're going to do business one day, right? That was very much the reality, 15 years ago. Today, I'm seeing actually a significant change. Parents are coming to us and say, you know what? I just want my children to do what they love doing. I want my children to be happy. And if they're happy doing it, they would be successful in doing it. So, that is one thing. The other thing is that the industry, Malaysia has obviously developed over the years, and there is enough industry. We're pretty diversified as a country. So, yes, if you do enjoy doing, you will find that you can earn a living in the arts, in performances. We know we have a few comedians that were doctors turned comedians, right?
Yeah.
So we are seeing things like that today, and I guess they are making a decent living. So yes, I think this will happen more and more as the country develops, as the industry develops, and then parents won't just be looking at one side of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
But just let's build on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We can definitely cheer on for that. But let's build on your point, Matthew. Has the pandemic impacted this shift and this shift in opinion? You know, considering that people's wallets are perhaps tighter, they're tightening their belts, and they want to look for stability.
Especially people in the performing arts scene,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So has the pandemic in any way shifted this momentum towards this acceptance of the performing arts as a profession?
Not really, in my opinion. The reason being, education is a planned buy. So you actually budget, say, okay, I'm going to put this money aside for them to do their studies, right? And you're not going to shift your focus of studies or shift your interest just because of necessity. At the moment, what we're looking at is parents are saying, okay, I'll defer for 6 months and see how it goes. But his ambition remains his ambition. I'm not going to switch from performing arts to be a lawyer just because I think lawyers are going to survive. But the reality is it's hitting all vocations. Even lawyers, engineers would be struggling more as compared to pre-COVID, right? So, yeah, you wouldn't just shift from one industry to another because of the pandemic. I think, it wouldn't affect it that way.
All right. Matthew, circling back to the scholarship, do you think scholarships like these are, like the one that you guys collaborated on, are important, particularly during a pandemic?
Oh, yes, very. And particularly during a pandemic, I do find that, yes, everyone's struggling, but there are people out there who still contribute back. In fact, the people who have the money, they are contributing in food, in kind, in donating PPE and masks and all that, right? And also donating more to education, because if industry stalls, often people go to education to reskill, to build themselves back up, so that when the economy gets back moving in, back to normal, we can be productive again. So I do encourage more foundations, more individuals, more companies to work with us to bring the gift of scholarships out to Malaysians, to deserving Malaysians, to aspiring Malaysians, which is our future. So please, let's do this more. We all need help. The students need help. And I do certainly endeavor to do this more and more with companies like Yati Turns Haven, Infinity, and more.
Right. And maybe Jade, you can jump in here, but so you've given out scholarships to three candidates already, if I'm not mistaken. Are you planning to give out similar scholarships in the future? Is this going to be a recurring opportunity?
I think we are very happy. We are delighted to have the first three. And I think the auditions were really fun, right? They sent in their audition tapes and I think the academy picked them up and gave them the scholarships. That's only the starting point. Two things we are doing. One is very much, we are definitely going to have a second scholarship for 2021, right? And the second thing is that we are encouraging a lot more of our contacts, our companies, corporates, to participate. It's not expensive, right? It's a small token, but it makes a difference and it means a lot to the students. And I echo what Joanna and Matthew says, that there is increasingly more people who are interested in the arts, performing arts, artisans. They have talent, and we should encourage it rather than pushing everybody into science only and, you know, become doctors and lawyers, etc. Because there is a lot of talent within our country. And we also ask people like yourself to increase the consumer perception, to get widespread consumer support for arts, artisans, performing artists, local artisans, local performing artists, not just foreign ones. But that would help a lot. Because once there is local support, it will build a local industry. And with the local industry, then it becomes even more viable and sustainable for all these people who are graduating or who want to make a living based on their talent, rather than the, you know, old-fashioned way, I must work for a corporate, etc. down there.
That's right. And Matthew, we know that scholarships to you, this is not the only scholarship that y'all have given out, right? There's multiple scholarships for various different programs. So perhaps you can tell us how people can keep an eye out on that and how people can apply for whatever scholarships that may be, that y'all are perhaps pushing out at any given time.
So just log on to www.scholarships with an S and then the number 2 and the letter U.com. So essentially, yeah, because, you know, like Maybank to you or whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, we have over 450 scholarships and up to 1.5 billion ringgit at the moment in accumulated funds from all our 400 over partners worldwide. And I do encourage every student to actually go in, serve. You can, of course, sign up for a free account and you'll get prompters, you'll get updates in our newsletters on the latest and greatest scholarships. Yeah, so certainly we encourage all students to go on that. Further initiatives, for example, besides the arts, we are actually working with the Olympic Council of Malaysia in talks with them to actually have sports scholarships. So the Olympic Council will identify the talents and encourage them to apply through our website. And then we would work with corporate companies, foundations to then sponsor these athletes. Right. So that's another initiative that we'll be working and launching soon. And definitely the bulk of what we have right now are academic scholarships. So certainly if you've got your A's with you, you've got your 6, 7, 8 A's and all that, you will stand a very good chance to get scholarships, and that's what we're all about.
And Joanna, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the recipients, and congratulations to our Performing Arts Scholarship recipients. Thanks to Scholarships to You and the Artisans Haven. And I'm looking forward to them being at Infinity Academy. If you want to get in touch with us for future possible scholarships, you can follow our Instagram at Infinity Academy. That's Enfinity Academy on Instagram, Facebook, and all this regular social media. You can also email us for more details at enact@infinity.com.my. That's enact@enfinity.com.my. And yeah, I just to add to what Matthew was saying earlier, my final word is, I think don't underestimate what the performing arts can do for you in any career you choose in future, because it deals with your soft skills, your ability to communicate, and the more people you can communicate with clearly, the more successful you'll probably be.
Well, on that note, Matthew, Joanna, Jade, thank you so much for joining us today. We've been speaking with Joanna Bessie, head of Infinity Academy, and course director Jade Lee, founder of the Artisans Haven, as well as Matthew Gunn, the CEO of Scholarships to You, on the performing arts scholarship that the three of them have collaborated and set up on. We've also talked to them about the importance of performing arts during the pandemic, as well as the viability of performing arts as a career in Malaysia.
Yes. So if you missed any part of this conversation or any previous Live and Learn episodes, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or even subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or pretty much wherever you get your podcasts from. You just have to search BFM, Live and Learn. Once again, I'm Darshan Johan together with Hezril Ashraf, and this has been Live and Learn on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.